Gang, we all know Spotify has become the ultimate app destination for music lovers. I have an account and I love it. I find new music by following Tastemaker playlists, and I make my own playlist that I share featuring music from guests that have been on the show. But did you know that aside from millions of songs, Spotify now has thousands of podcasts? All your favorites are on there, including How Did I Get Here? That's right, we are on Spotify. Just go to Spotify.com or download the app from your app store, and don't forget to follow How Did I Get Here? That's Spotify. Millions of songs, now thousands of podcasts. Start listening now.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here?
Johnny, I'm your host. Welcome to episode 999, the last episode with three digits. I hope you guys are all doing well. The next show that comes out will have four digits, episode 1000. Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm so excited. So over the last 9 years, over 9 years, I've gotten to get to know a lot of artists, people I already knew. I got to know better. I got to meet a lot of artists. I got turned on to a shitload of music. And so traditionally, the 99th episode of every 100, I put out an episode of music that I got turned on to in the last 100 episodes. So today is no different. I'll be playing you guys some music, sitting back, having some cocktails. In case you can't tell, I'm a little bit loopy already. Making this playlist, I was having some cocktails and having a good time. So join me as I play you tunes from guests that have been on the last 100 episodes. The last 100 episodes have gone by a lot faster than the previous 100 episodes of any of them. I did 100 episodes in about 8 months. Usually it takes about a year to do 104 episodes. But this year I did so many with COVID and the lockdown. I sat down and I talked to shitloads of musicians. So here we are, end of the year, end of the 100. What's going on? My God, I guess we got to start somewhere, right? Okay, so if you've lived in Austin in 2020, you've heard Jackie Vinson's name a lot. And there's a reason for that, because after the murder of George Floyd, Jackie Vinson stood up to the Austin music establishment and said, hey man, we need to have more of Austin's beautiful black artists on bills, on the big bills, on Blues on the Green, on Austin City Limits Music Festival. In every way, we got to get these guys up. She stood up to the establishment. She talked to them, and she ended up getting to curate her own Blues on the Green, which was done virtually because it was after COVID. It was Blues on the Screen. She had Sam Houston, Kid Jones, Miss Lavelle White, and she didn't even play. I think Alicia Lani played as well. Jackie Vinson might have sat in with some of the artists. Jackie Vinson started live streaming like crazy when this went down. Every night she was live streaming. She got recognized by Polestar by playing to well over a million people. I'm sure by now she's played to over millions of people. She got invited to play Austin City Limits, the show. So that's aired. So Jackie Vinson's had an incredible year. Not only that, she released a brand new record called Vintage Machine that she did with our dear friend Frenchie Smith. So we're going to play right now a song from her album, Vintage Machine. This is the great Jackie Vinson, the heroic musician of the year, I say, of 2020 in Austin, Texas. This is her beautiful song, Home, from her brilliant record, Vintage Machine, Jackie Vinson.
Deep, open arms, my soul to keep.
Jackie Venson with her song Home from her brilliant record Vintage Machine, available now wherever it is you stream or download your jams. Congratulations to Jackie for such a great year. And also, man, you know, it shows you what very hard work and, you know, laying it all out, doing it, man. Jackie Venson is a take no prisoners artist. So congratulations to her, Jackie Venson, her brilliant record Vintage Machine. And 2020 was pretty much her year, wasn't it? All right, next up. My dear friend Bonnie Whitmore put out a fucking amazing album this year called Last Will and Testament. And on that record, she wrote a song for our dear friend George Reef, who has been on the show before. And he passed away a few years ago in 2017. And she wrote a great, great, great song called George's Lullaby. This record's fantastic. It's one of my favorite records of the year. Last Will and Testament by the brilliant Bonnie Whitmore. This song is called George's Lullaby.
People rises and falls, follow the breath as it ebbs and flows. Remember the time when three became four, the beat that brought me to you. When you lose your heart and that first tug of war, the heartbeat on two and then four. The pleas of anguish once again and once more. Blowing the rhythm, the heart it beats for. You know how a heartbeat both rises and falls. Follow the breath as it ends. Coming in time, both in rhythm and rhyme, the beat that brought me to laughter will be in my heart. May it be with you forever, always. Start at the beginning and sing it once more. You know how a heartbeat both rises and falls. Follow the breath as it ends. Go, so my friend, my heart beat once more. Be with you forever, with me always. See you again, somewhere and somewhere. I'll see you again someday.
The amazing Bonnie Whitmore with the song for George. George Reef, our dear friend who passed away in 2017. Never forgotten, always loved. What a brilliant record, Last Will and Testament. Get out there and check it out. You got to get out there and check out Bonnie Whitmore. Plus, she does her Thursday shows. Get out there and check her out, man. She's amazing. Bonnie Whitmore. All right, so there's no way to look back at the music of this last year and not talk about how music that was coming out and being written was reflecting what was happening around us, even right up to the very end. The coronavirus knocked us all on our ass this year. There's no way of saying that. There's no way it didn't knock you on your ass. Unless you're a toilet paper company or a guy who sells weed, you got fucked this year pretty hard. And there was a time when we were all sitting around earlier in the year waiting to see what the CDC says when the numbers are going up. Numbers are going up now. So we're always looking at the CDC. My friends, the Blowies put out a record this year, self-titled record called The Blowies, their debut record. And they have a song on there called CDC. And the chorus goes, the CDC has an update for me. And here it is, without further ado, from their self-titled album. This is The Blowies with their song, CDC.
And we wait.
The Blowies with their song CDC. Man, it hits a little close to home, doesn't it? You can check out their self-titled album, wherever it is you stream and download your jams. I love the Blowies, man. Those guys are hilarious. And that record's great, man. It covers all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of anti-Trump stuff on there, too, on that record. Gets crazy. They even got a song called Tiny Hands and a song called Dick in Chief. The Blowies. What a great band. All right, so next up, on Memorial Day weekend, George Floyd was murdered, and that rocked everything. There was a total awakening. I had an awakening, started talking to a lot of dudes in the community, in the black music community here in Austin, all around. I talked to all kinds of people, left and right. My friend James Robinson got to me, talked to me, and he was like, man, you should really explore this and get into it. And I learned a lot, and it's been an eye-opening year as far as that's concerned, as far as like racial relations in America. And in Austin and in our music scene, I talked to a lot of people. I talked to my dear friend Kid Jones, and he wrote a great song called Goblin right after Memorial Day, right after George Floyd's murder. And it's an intense tune. Again, it's called Goblin. You can find it wherever it is you stream and download your jams. This is my dear friend, hip-hop artist Kid Jones, and his song Goblin.
Civil war. I feel like George Floyd when I feel the floor.
quarantine in my quarters got me thinking outside a foreign scene in these borders. Death toll double like the chorus. Couldn't make this up in Sephora, so I rig it up and record it to rigor mortis. Niggas big it up, cause big wood like sequoias. How you fools boo when it's for us? Get money, still an average Joe in a fedora. Man, I'm the biggest spill in the thesaurus. My niggas real, darker than seal, a killer walrus. Every time I count it, feel euphoric. I had to count you, I didn't feel euphoric. I give you the will and steer you towards it. Niggas ready to squirt and hold it in like a corset. The stimulus ain't stimulate a situation, but you really got thick in your incubation. Y'all wanna be civil or want civil war? I feel like George Floyd when I feel the floor. If they don't kill us all, they gon' kill some more. Treat it like picking straws, nigga, shit is short. Yeah. Who wanna be black in America? The dying breed, the oldest people sign C's. My sign read, get off my nigga, can't breathe. Mother got too many sons at night, she can't sleep.
That's Kid Jones with his song Goblin. What a fucking great song, man. What a great songwriter, you know? What a great songwriter. Kid Jones, get out there and find his music. You can find it wherever it is you stream and download your jams. He's dropping music all the time. He's got new merch out. I actually got a couple shirts from him this summer. He gave me one as a birthday present in October. And I just saw him a couple weeks ago at DZ Brown's show. Kid Jones, man, what a fucking awesome, awesome artist. All right, next up, my dear friend, Ray Prim. He wrote a song called Fighting for Air that's on his brand new album called Gray. Fantastic record, came out earlier this year. He's been hitting it hard too, man. He's been doing a lot of live streams and stuff. But this song, Fighting for Air, obviously about the difficulty, the racial difficulties of all this. And we had a great conversation about this stuff back in like, I think June or July. Great. You should go back there and check it out. If you go back to like June, July, and August, there's a lot of very intense conversations with a lot of amazing artists. Some of them are very long. Some of them are very, very intense. But this song is called Fighting for Air from my friend Ray Prim from his brilliant new record, Gray.
You don't understand.
I ain't scared of you, baby.
Just like the rest of you.
the great Ray Prim with his song Fighting for Air from his album Gray, available now wherever you stream and download your jams. An industry unto himself, Mr. Ray Prim. That's what he is, man. What a great dude. All right, so next up, I want to play you guys a song by a band I love very much here in town. They're called Pelvis Wrestling. I met them in 2019. I met the great Benjamin in 2019. What an amazing songwriter. What an amazing band. A very strange band. They're actually participants in Austin Music Foundation's Artist Development Program class of 2021. They'll have new singles coming out, but they dropped a brand new record this year called Vortexus Forever. Brilliant fucking record. There's a song on there called In Heaven that I am in love with. Still listen to it at least a few times a week. I like to listen to it when I'm out walking. Maybe you're out walking. So without further ado, please enjoy In Heaven from the album Vortexus Forever from my friends, Pelvis Wrestling. From Vortexus Forever, that is In Heaven from our friends Pelvis Wrestling. Get out there and check out Vortexus Forever. What a great record. Great, great record, great band. All right, next up, my dear friend Sarah Dossie, who goes under the name Dossie, has been very busy under quarantine. She's been writing songs, recording songs, and releasing singles. A lot of people have been releasing singles this year. She released one earlier this year called Someone to Love. We had a great conversation about all the work that she's been doing under quarantine, about building a new house, all kinds of stuff. So without further ado, please enjoy Someone to Love from my dear friend, Dossie. Let's get down.
Looking at me from across the room like I'm the only one that could be catching you. Don't even know I'm giving in to you like I want. I see you pouring me just one more drink, 'cause you know it makes me stop thinking. See you giving me your danger eyes and touch mine. But in the morning I'll just be another dream. Only thinking about it when I'm gone. But you got.
Someone to Love by the great Dossie. Get out there and check it out. You know, I saw her play live at one of those Love and live stream shows, light stream shows. It was a drive-in show, and she was fucking great, man. She was great. She had my friend Primo on bass. What a rocking show. Rocking show, man. Get out there and check out Dossie. All right, next up, the Licorice Quartet put out their first EP, Threesome Volume 1, earlier this year. They're putting out their second EP pretty soon. And I got to talk to Roger Joseph Manning. The Licorice Quartet is made up of Tim Smith, Eric Dover, and Roger Joseph Manning Jr., all from the band Jellyfish, one of my favorite bands from the 90s, one of my favorite bands of all time. Jellyfish, they all were in the tour of Spilt Milk. Anyway, Roger Manning plays with Beck now. Eric Dover does a lot of solo stuff, but he sang with Slash's Snake Pit. And Tim Smith, he played bass for Sheryl Crow for years, decade or so, more than a decade maybe, and he's been playing with Noel Gallagher and his High Flying Birds for the last few years. And a big surprise coming up pretty soon, in the next week or so, I'll be having another conversation with Roger Joseph Manning and Tim Smith together. So anyway, from the Licorice Quartet's Threesome Volume 1, their very first EP. This song is called Lighthouse Spaceship, and it is fucking epic. So sit back and enjoy this power pop masterpiece symphony from Licorice Quartet, Lighthouse Spaceship.
And I'll be you and you. distress you're feeling. Overhead clouds loom from a lighthouse spaceship. I'll send a beacon out to you. If the stormy weather's loosened up your screws in a lighthouse spaceship, I'll find a way.
Roger Joseph Manning Jr., Tim Smith, Eric Dover, The Licorice Quartet, from their EP, Threesome Volume 1, that is Lighthouse Spaceship. It's super masterpiece-y, right? It's fucking great. Let's do it. All right, man, get out there and check out their EP. They've got another one dropping soon. And check out my conversation with them next week. With Tim Smith and Roger Joseph Manning Jr. Very excited about that. All right, so recently on the show, I had Jermaine Holmes on the show. Great R&B artist. He sings with D'Angelo and the Vanguard. He's a 3-time Grammy winner, I think. He just put out his debut album called Stronger Than My Fears. This song is called Never Knew Love. Enjoy it. Jermaine Holmes. Let's get down.
Sun shines down on the earth, and the moon shines down at night. I tell you, baby, don't worry about nothing. I'ma be right by your side. Let me have a little talk with your mind, and let my energy speak through your soul. More precious than all types of riches. Got my heart pinned down to your soul. Just like the raindrops fall from the sky and the flowers that bloom in the spring, I knew when I first laid eyes on you, you were gonna be my queen. Let's take a ride through spiritual unity, and we can swing by love.
Oh,
From his album Stronger Than My Fears, that is Jermaine Holmes with Never Knew Love. What a great, great artist, man. What a great singer. He reminds me, his voice, you can tell, like, that's why he sings backup with D'Angelo. He's got that same kind of timbre. What a great voice. What a great singer. Speaking of great singers, my dear friend Noel Hampton, who I've been friends with for, well over a decade, probably almost 20 years. Fantastic artist. She's got a band called The Bell Sounds with her husband, Andre Moran. And they've been releasing singles every month this year. All through quarantine, man, people are getting super creative. Noel is one of the people that has taken creativity by the horns and showed it who's the boss. She's been making some great pop records and sort of exploring using Logic and different recording devices and using shit in her house and using loops and using all this kind of stuff. And one of the singles they released this year is called Lucid Dream. I really love it. I think you'll really love it. And so here is The Bell Sounds with their single, Lucid Dreams. That song, Lucid Dream, from my friends, The Bell Sounds. Get out there and check out all the singles that they've been releasing this year. They are fantastic. I don't have time to play all of them on here, as I'm sharing much music to you. All right, man, we're coming to the end of our thing. I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank you guys for being a part of the show. The last 9+ years have been fantastic for me. I've loved doing the show. I've loved getting turned on to all this music. Don't forget, I've put an expanded playlist. It's almost 2 hours long on Spotify. I'll put a link to it on our How Did I Get Here Facebook page. It's got 33 songs on it. a lot more songs than just these ones you're hearing, but it's just great having all these artists on the show for the last year and getting turned on to all this new music. Last but not least, my dear friends, Nane put out their self-titled debut album in November. It was produced by the great John Spies, and it was engineered and mixed by Grammy Award-winning Adrian Quesada. And yeah, it's fucking fantastic, fantastic record. And their song Always On My Mind, I thought was a great way to sort of leave it. My dear friend Daniel Sahad, such a great singer. And I got to hang out with him a lot in September when we were doing the Artist Development Program album for Austin Music Foundation. I'm going to have all those guys on here. You'll get to talk to everyone. But I'm going to leave you with this last song, Always On My Mind, from the self-titled debut album by the band Nane, produced by the great John Spies and mixed and engineered by the great Adrian Quesada. You can find them at nanetheband.com. You can find this record wherever it is you stream and download your jams. Daniel's such a great singer, man. These songs are fantastic. The record's great. It's been a great time doing this. I've had a lot of drinks. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to the show. The next show will have four digits on it. Episode 1000. Episode 1000. Who's going to be on there? I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a surprise. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I'm going to leave you with this song, Always On My Mind by the band Nane, from their self-titled debut album, out now. Go find it. And you can listen to the expanded playlist on Spotify. I'll put a link to it on our Facebook page. You can like our Facebook page. And you can follow us on Spotify, Stitcher, wherever it is you know, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is you get your podcast. We do 2 to 3 shows a week. A lot of shows dropping. And we're in the thousands. Jesus, man, so many songs. All right, enjoy this song, Always On My Mind. And God bless you, man. Stay safe, stay healthy. It's a fucking crazy year. We made it through, didn't we? We're almost at the end of it, almost at the finish line, baby. I'm at the beach. Always On My Mind from the self-titled album from the band Nane. Have a great, great, great day, whatever it is you're doing. I love you. Thank you for listening to this show, and let's get down.
This girl is always on my mind. Nothing if get me close. And I swear I'm running close. Eyes meet and I just feel alone. You've never seen a girl so
when we're out on the floor.